Today is Thursday, September 21st, 2023. This is GQDN, brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest, and by patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, Octopath Traveler 2 is coming soon to a console. We have some Persona 3 news. And why should Xbox players should check their profiles? But today, we begin with PlayStationLifestyle.net and Final Fantasy VII's Rebirth install size has been released, or has been at least rumored, because this is going to be a very big game. As well you know, it's going to have two discs to it for the disc console for PlayStation 5. But Final Fantasy VII Rebirth does have a 150 gigabytes that'll be on the download. Now, director Nakoi Hamaguchi did tell Game Informer, I do apologize if I butchered the name, did say that the 150 gigabytes will be split between the two discs, so that way the players won't have to swap discs like they did while playing Final Fantasy VII Remake. One disc will hold 100 gigabytes of data, and the other disc will hold just 50 gigabytes of data. But the players will have to install the game using both discs, following which they will only need to pop one of the discs into the drive just to play it. Now, he also said that the size is the result of the development team's ambitions and what they looked at the game. And Square Enix wanted it to be very detailed and more immersive than the game called Remake, Final Fantasy VII Remake. But he had to put the game on two discs because of cramming everything into a single Blu-ray that did force the development on the team to cut down some of the content. Which, by the way, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth will be released on February 29th next year, so long as everything's on schedule. But what else could be coming next year? Well, Destructoid.com did say that Apollo Justice, the Ace Attorney trilogy, will be coming January 25th. Now, Capcom did announce the plans to bring Apollo Ace Justice, Ace Attorney trilogy to consoles and PC on January 25th. So, you can say objection, because they also linked the YouTube trailer to their site. So you can check the trailer up on YouTube. Now, the game was released in Japan in 2007, and then came to us in 2008. And the first Apollo Justice, Ace Attorney, did find Phoenix Wright stripped of his attorney badge. So it's up to you as the apprentice, Apollo Justice, to take the lead. So what will you do? There'll be a lot of things to go through. They did show a picture of a bookshelf and the different things and people that you talk to. But what also is coming with that is the games are Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney, Duel of Destinies, and Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney, Spirit of Justice. And it will have seven language options to it. Also special content, such as an art library and a 175-track song collection. And the soundtracks will come from all three games, and the 14 tracks from the 15th anniversary and the 2019 orchestra concerts. So we'll see what happens. Now, The Division 3 has been casually announced, according to GamesRadar.com, because Julian Krigety will be the executive producer for The Division. And that's after Star Wars Outlaws has been shipped. And that'll be up to his first duties. And they'll be creating a development team for the third entry for Tom Clancy's subseries. Now, what Ubisoft did say in an announcement was, quote, "A core focus of Gertie's is to build a team for Tom Clancy's The Division 3, which will be led by Massive Entertainment, while making sure Tom Clancy, The Division 2, remains well supported. Outside of that, his attentions will be on solidification of the brand identity." As a matter of fact, Massive Entertainment did say up on X, quote, "Julian has been appointed to executive producer for the Tom Clancy's Division brand. Julian will oversee games and products including Tom Clancy's Division 3, led by Massive Entertainment, who is actively building a team for the game. So here's what he said about the Division brand. Quote, "There are a huge number of talented developers currently working on the brand, and I think that having more consistency can only make everybody's work sing. We'll see what he does." Now, Eurogamer did say, you might want to check your Xbox profile because you might see the word gold on it. Well, Xbox Live Gold was in the systems for 2002 and 2023. And that was the first launched Xbox Live for the original Xbox. And it did show how many followers and how many friends that you had. Now, Microsoft did say that it would change the branding of Gold and replacing it with Xbox Game Pass Core. Xbox Live games with Gold did have some games that came over each month. Now the Game Pass Core will have more catalogs to it, and the titles will be updated a couple times a year. So we shall see what happens there. Now Persona 3 did confirm an all-new story scene with some character interactions. PushSquare.com did give the news. And a lot of the facial expressions did change with concern and I would say maybe some happiness and sadness and confidence. In fact, the press release did say that, quote, Persona 3 Reload will also have completely new scenes focusing on members of Strega. Look forward to learning more about the past and perspective. So, there's new stuff coming to Persona 3. Good. What also is good, Eurogamer did say that Valve did release the dates for the Steam sales next year. Oh boy, here we go. So the 8th through the 15th of January, Capitalism and Economy Fest will focus on games about cash. On the 22nd through the 29th, Pirates vs. Ninja Fest. Well, there you go, pirates or ninjas. February 5th through the 12th, that's the next fest showcase. They'll have some upcoming releases, lots of demos, all that stuff. After that will be the Remote Play Together, and that will have the games that will have the support team's Steam Remote Together feature. That goes to the 19th. 1 week after that, February 26th to March 4th, will be Dinos vs. Robots Fest. So now you get to choose between dinosaurs and robots. And then here comes the spring sale. That is the 14th through the 21st of March. Yep, there goes your wallets. On the 25th of March will be the Deck Builders Fest, which will be all about the card games. Here we go with that. And of course, there's a Steam Winter Sale, which is scheduled for the 21st of December through January 4th, 2024. In fact, the current sale is the Game Devs of Color Expo. And that's going on right now, which would include Coffee Talk. Okay. Lastly, Octopath Traveler 2 will come to Xbox next year. This comes to us from Engadget.com, and I've seen quite a few articles about this. And Octopath Traveler 2 is a side-scroller-ish type of game. Does have a great story to it. You know, I played it before. I've yet to finish it, but I played it. And I think you Xbox players would actually like it. So, there's no exact time for it, but it will come on both, or come on all, Xbox One, Series X, and Series S in early 2024. So we'll see what happens. You know us, we are Dawn Forge. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023, not 2024 yet. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for a finally Friday. Go play some games, people.